Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. And we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to think on the subject, How Christ Saved Me. And in this message, I would just like to give some of the circumstances concerning my personal salvation. First of all, I know some people think preachers are different from everybody else, but I want you to understand at the very beginning that I am just like everybody else. I get up in the morning just like everybody else. I sometimes get sick just like everybody else. I have to go to the doctor sometimes. Sometimes I must go to the dentist. And you know, some folks may think I need a head shrinker from time to time. I also know this, that the circumstances of salvation are different for every person. While the circumstances are different, salvation is the same. Every person must come to Christ as a sinner, confess their sins before an almighty, holy God, and trust the finished work of Jesus Christ. Everybody is saved the same way, by the blood of Jesus Christ. My personal history runs something like this. I was born in December 1943 in a hospital in Bauxite, Arkansas, a town that was created in a 99-year lease to Alcoa Aluminum Company. When I was young, ordinary things happened to me just like they happened to everybody else. Sometimes I would be sick, and my parents would take me to the doctor, and he would give me some castor oil. I can still taste that stuff. I had the normal run of childhood diseases, but I didn't catch polio, which was prevalent at that time. I did take 3 polio vaccinations, which I didn't like, but many things that we do not like are very necessary. When I was about 5 or 6 years old, I was playing with matches behind my dad's mobile service station. I was lighting the matches and watching them burn. Then I would put them out and strike another. My parents had told me not to play with matches because I was going to get hurt if I continued, but I disobeyed them because I had a real fascination with fire. One day, trying to find a place to hide the used matches, I located a tank. I didn't realize it was a gasoline tank my dad had removed from a car. I dropped the first match down the hole, and the gas tank exploded, catching me on fire and rolling me down the hill. I got up and started screaming and running. Mr. Chris Lancaster, he was a man who lived behind the gas station, caught me, forced me to the ground, and put me out with his bare hands. Mr. Lancaster missed work because of his burned hands, and I was in bed for many weeks. I learned a very valuable lesson. Listen to your parents. What they tell you is for your own good. As I was growing up, I got into other mischief and had to be spanked from time to time. In those days, you know, parents weren't turned in to family services when they corrected or disciplined their children. I had no doubt my parents loved me and wanted me to do right because they told me many times, reinforcing their language with a keen little switch, a language I could readily understand. I understand now what my parents were trying to teach me about obedience and judgment. It is found in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13 and 14, which states, "Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell." I must state, my parents do not believe in beating children, and I was not beaten. I do not believe in beating my children, and did not beat them. My children do not believe in beating their children, and do not beat them. My parents spanked me. I spanked my children, and my children spanked their grandchildren. The word for beat in Proverbs 23 indicates a stern striking for the purpose of correction. Child abuse is wrong, but correction is not wrong. I learned disobedience brought judgment, and obedience brought blessings. When I was about 10 years old, my parents attended revival services at New Friendship Baptist Church in Shaw Community near Bauxite, Arkansas. I do not remember who the preacher was, but I remember he preached about sin and how God judges sin. He preached about the coming judgment of God with fire. Yes, fire, the very thing that had burned me and left me in bed for weeks. The church building had tall ceilings with tall, narrow windows. The services were at night, and as the preacher preached concerning the coming judgment of God upon this earth and how God was going to destroy this world by fire, I looked out the window, fully expecting to see flames coming down out of heaven to destroy this wicked place. God did not burn the world that night, but the Holy Spirit of God impressed me with the biblical fact that He was going to. A year or so later, my parents began attending a new Baptist church in Benton, Arkansas. The pastor was Brother Taylor, who lived in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. He preached many messages, but the one I remember was taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. That verse states, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the way, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Brother Taylor had drawn a picture that illustrated these verses. There were three circles. One circle represented us living on this earth. Two other circles represented where people go when they die. One circle was heaven, painted white, where believers went, and the other circle was hell, painted red, where unbelievers went. The Holy Spirit of God used that drawing and the message that accompanied it to convince me that I was bound for eternal destruction in the fiery flames of an eternal hell. Now, why was I going to hell? Because I hadn't been saved. That was clear to me. I was a sinner and had disobeyed God, and He was going to send me to hell. I knew that as clearly as I knew that disobeying my parents brought swift and sure chastisement. I struggled with the fact of my eternal destruction, trying hard to be saved, but I didn't get saved. I tried to obey my parents, thinking God would accept me if my parents accepted me. I tried to do good works, but that didn't work either. My dad held many offices in Forest Hills Baptist Church. He was a deacon, a Sunday school superintendent, a Sunday school teacher. He was the church treasurer, a church trustee, plus being the church handyman. I thought surely I could sneak into heaven because my dad was so active in church. Well, that didn't help. I was still lost and still on my way to an eternal hell. The preacher preached that all lost people should believe in Christ. So I tried to believe. I strained to believe. But nothing happened. The heavens were silent to me. It seemed God didn't hear my prayers. But when the preacher preached, the Word of God burned in my heart, and I knew it was the truth. I was lost. But how to find the straight and narrow way was beyond me. It was so straight and so narrow, I could not find it. I knew it was there somewhere because others spoke of being saved. But I could not find the way. The preacher preached that lost people should believe in their hearts the Lord Jesus and they would be saved. Now, that was totally beyond me. I did believe all the particulars of the gospel, how Christ died on the cross and how he was in the grave 3 days and three nights and how he had risen from the dead on the third day. I believed all that, but I didn't know how to believe it in my heart. I didn't even know where my heart was, much less how to get it to believe. Nothing was working. And I continued to get more and more desperate, anxiously listening to every word, yet dreading to hear those same condemning words. The preacher preached that all lost people should confess their sins before God. So I tried that. But it didn't work. I tried confessing to God when I lied or when I thought a bad thought or when I disobeyed my parents. I confessed my wrong to God when my sister and I would fight, even if she started the fight. But it didn't work. Nothing worked. I had trouble remembering my sins, especially those of long ago. I knew if I missed one sin, failing to ask God to forgive me, that one sin would be enough to cause me to go to hell. I began to think I was doomed and would never be saved. Salvation would be for others, but it would not be for me. Once when the preacher was preaching, I heard something a little differently. He still preached that lost people should ask God to forgive them of their sins. But this time, I heard him say we should ask God to forgive us of being a sinner. That we should ask God to forgive us, not of all the sins we have ever sinned, but because we were sinners. He preached how Adam disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, and how Adam's disobedience was passed down to every generation, to every person. That all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that there was none, no, not one, that was good. I knew I was a sinner, but I was afraid to admit to God I was a sinner. I was afraid to repent. I figured as long as I didn't tell God how bad I was, he wouldn't know. But I was wrong again. God knows everything. I didn't have to admit to God I was a sinner for him to know it. I had to admit to God so he would know I knew it. I remember when Jesus Christ saved me, just like it was yesterday. It was on a Sunday morning during the invitation. That Sunday morning, I came to a full realization that I was a sinner. And there was nothing I could do about it. I was going to hell, and there was nothing I could do. A most holy God has righteously condemned me, and I could do nothing. I was broken. I did not pray a prayer in the conventional sense. I uttered not a word. In my heart, I spoke to God, confessing he was right, and I was wrong. I was a sinner. God was right to condemn me to an eternal hell. It was as if I was standing on a bridge, which was suspended over the flames of an eternal hell. In my mind, the bridge, which represented my life, was burning on both ends. There was nothing I could do but stay where I was and wait for the bridge to burn up and drop me into the flames below. I reconciled myself to my just fate, confessed to God I was a sinner, and waited to be cast into the flames of an eternal hell. It was at that instant that Jesus Christ saved me. Suddenly the flames were gone, and I was standing upon a rock. I later discovered the rock was the Rock of Ages. Listen, I was not going to hell. I was saved. Salvation is not like I thought it would be. I did not hear bells. I did not see lights. I did not get any sort of chill, hot flashes, or any other bodily experience. There was absolutely nothing physical about salvation. I did get a peace I had never known before. I knew I belonged to Jesus and he belonged to me. I knew I possessed eternal life. I knew I was going to heaven. I knew I had received the free gift of salvation. I have been saved since the summer of 1955. I have not always done what I should have done, but Jesus continues to fulfill his promise of eternal life. I have been chastened by my Heavenly Father and brought back to the fold. Listen, folks, if you are lost, I would urge you to tell Jesus. Be honest with God. Do not hide anything from him. God knows everything about you, does he not? Listen, folks, trust Jesus. You can never, ever go wrong trusting Jesus. Well, I see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you for listening.